AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military says two American-flagged merchant ships have successfully transited the Strait of Hormuz and that Navy-guided missile destroyers are helping restore shipping traffic in the Persian Gulf. It separately denied Iran's claims that the country struck a U.S. Navy vessel. The announcement comes a day after President Trump announced a new initiative to help guide ships through the critical waterway for global energy. Republican governors in Alabama and Tennessee have summoned lawmakers into special sessions this week to draw new congressional districts after the Supreme Court weakened a key provision of the Voting Rights Act. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey has called legislators back to Montgomery starting today. And Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee has also announced a special session beginning tomorrow. With Spirit Airlines now shut down, customers are left stranded and scrambling.
Spirit Airlines is no more the last flights on those big yellow planes landing with these air traffic control pilot interactions caught on ATC.com.
Thoughts to all you and your colleagues over there at the banana as the next couple days unfold.
Man, we really appreciate that. Thank you. It's hard to believe this is it.
Yeah, no kidding. It's always a pleasure to talk with you guys on the radios. Yeah.
Spirit shutting down Saturday, blaming several factors, including high fuel prices, unable to get a government bailout, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
We oftentimes don't have $500 million laying around in a spare account that we can put into a bailout of an airline.
He blames the Biden administration for opposing a Spirit-JetBlue merger. Duffy says flyers holding Spirit tickets can get refunds and price-capped flights on select airlines. Go to Spirit or DOT websites. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a new survey of Asian American and Pacific Islander adults.
A new poll shows that fewer AAPI adults report hate incidents, but racism concerns are still lingering. The AAPI Data AP NORC poll finds that a quarter of AAPI adults have personally experienced a hate incident in the past year. In a similar 2023 survey, about a third said they were victims of an act of abuse tied to their race or ethnicity. Researchers say the tone of the rhetoric has shifted from COVID-19-related tropes to more anti-immigrant sentiments. Concerns about discrimination are still high. About a third of AAPI adults in the new survey think it's extremely or very likely that they'll be a victim of racial discrimination in the next 5 years. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.